The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll help you to have a great gardening season, putting the gardens to bed, if you're able to. Luckily, you're not all living in Buffalo where they're getting a ton of snow. Oh, I feel so bad for these people. But there's a lot of you that have no snow cover. You can still plant your bulbs as long as the ground isn't frozen. If you have bulbs, you cannot wait until the spring. They need to go in soil now. So if your ground is frozen or your ground is covered with snow and you've got tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, whatever, get some pots, a good potting soil like black gold, and get them potted, give them a good drink, and then just leave them in your tool shed or in your garage. If you don't have either and you have a bulkhead stairs that lead into your basement, put them on the stairs where it will stay cool and water as needed. And then that way in the spring, you can either bring some in the house or you can plant them directly in your garden. But if you wait until spring, they're going to dry out. And I'll tell you, a lot of the box stores, a lot of the nurseries and garden centers are into Christmas, and they're selling them at half price. So take advantage of it. It's not too late. I just bought some yesterday, and they're going in the ground today. So get ready for spring. Okay, Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Diana from Cape Cod. She wants to talk about chickens and hens.
Diana, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out with your hens and chickens today?
Good morning, Paul. I have two small cement rabbit-shaped things with holders that I put chickens and hens in. They filled up beautifully. It was a great idea. Now, do I leave them out or put them in the garage? I don't know what to do with them for the winter.
I would put them in your garage. The reason is, what will happen during the winter, the holes that they're in will fill full of water. It's going to freeze, and your rabbit will probably crack open, and then you'll lose your planting container.
Okay.
If you leave it in the garage, there's no heat. It's still cold. Water them maybe a couple of times during the winter months. And then in the spring, put them out, and you'll be in great shape.
Oh, great. Now, the other question I have is dahlias. I've taken them. I have them. I'm letting them dry out, air dry out. What do I put them in to put them in the garage?
What I do is I'll go to the supermarket, and I'll get either banana boxes or grape boxes. The grape boxes have wood on two sides and very heavy cardboard, and banana boxes are waxed. and I'll put a couple of inches. I'll buy a bag of regular Pinebach mulch, and I'll put 2 inches of bark mulch, set my dahlia bulbs so that they're not touching, and then cover them with about a good inch of bark mulch, and leave them right on the floor in the cellar. You cannot leave them in your garage, because your garage, for me, I mean, I live in Maine, you know, we're going to get below zero weather, and if your bulb is in the garage, it's going to freeze, and that will kill the bulb. So I store mine on the floor in my basement, as far away from the furnace, and then I'll actually put some right in front of the bulkhead door, because I can feel a draft of cold air coming in, and they've done very, very well in the past doing it that way.
Now, could I put my geraniums like that, too, if I have a slide? There's a sliding window. I have one room that's really cold. That's really not heated a lot, just a little bit. And I have a slider door there. Could I put the geraniums right there or put them in the garage?
Geraniums cannot stay in the garage because if they freeze, they're going to die.
Yeah.
What my Aunt Ruth used to do, and then I started doing the same thing, she had 4 window boxes, and she had geraniums and vinca vine in them.
Mm-hmm.
And her garage was underneath her house. It wasn't heated, but it stayed above freezing. And around early to mid-October, if the weather, you know, was starting to get cold, she would bring them in, put them on the floor in the garage, excuse me, and then just leave them there for the winter. Don't water them. And what will happen is the foliage will turn yellow, then it'll turn brown, but the stems will stay nice and firm. And she would go down, remove all of the brown leaves, and just leave them there. And then in early March, she had a hallway with 2 good-sized windows, and the hallway stayed around 50, 55. She would bring them in there, cut her geraniums back in half, feed them. They'd start to make the new growth, and then she'd put them back out when the weather got nice. And she had some of these window boxes that were 6 and 7 years old, and I grew some in pots, and I followed her same method. Except my garage isn't heated, so I put it in the basement near my bulkhead door where it's going to get a little bit of a draft and keep it cool, and I just let them, you know, turn yellow. If you water them during the winter, the plant's going to start to grow, and your basement's dark. So the new growth it produces is white, because it can't get any sunlight, and it stretches, and it looks terrible. So just let it go dormant, and then in March, bring it up, and you're ready to go.
Thank you so much for all your help.
All right, thank you, and you have a great Thanksgiving now. Bye-bye. Daniel, who's up next? Joyce, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I have a question about you, your smart pots.
Yes.
Followed your advice, and I got some last spring, and I absolutely love them. They did very well, but I'm not sure how to overwinter them. It took a lot of effort and elbow grease filling up these smart pots, you know, with the right kind of soil and everything. I don't want to have to go through that again. So I'm wondering how I can keep the soil in the pots over the winter.
Well, the thing that is, and this is why I recommend them, they can't break. They're not clay.
Right.
They're not ceramic. than a plastic. If it rains, the water will go right through it. Water will not build up in it. So you can just leave them right where they are. Mm-hmm. If they're in the way for snow removal, then just pull them up against your garage, near your tool shed, but they do not have to go inside for the winter.
Now, do I take, like, about the top third of the soil out in the spring and replace it with the same type of soil? I did have blight in my tomatoes and my basil last summer.
Okay. What I would do is a farmer does not replace his soil in his fields, and neither should you.
Oh, good.
And the cold winter will kill a lot of these disease spores.
Oh.
So what you're going to do is in the spring, you're going to buy some compost.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to buy some animal manure.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to blend it in to the soil that you currently have.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year, when you plant your tomatoes, you're going to go to the garden center. And the name of the company is Monterey Lawn and Garden. Monterey, like California. And the name of the product is called Agraform. A-G-R-A. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is the perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com. Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced.
This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Now, if anybody wants to order REITs, go to my website, which is paulparent.com. We have a technical glitch that will be taken care of on Monday, but you can order the REITs by sending me an email, and all that information is listed on the website under homepage. Or you can phone in, but don't call until after 10, because I'm on a radio and I can't answer the phone. Okay? So call after 10. You can place your order that way. Or if you're ordering several, just follow the directions on the website. You can email me, and that way we can take care of it for you. And Monday, the glitch will be taken care of, and we'll be ready to go. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Right now we've got open lines. Oh, looks like we just got one. I'm going to take them really quick.
Okay, in the meantime, I want to warn a lot of you. You may not know this, but if you're heating your house with wood, there is a shortage of firewood because the spring was so wet and the trucks could not get into the woods to get the wood out, to cut it, to split it, and to allow it to dry. So there is a shortage. If you can get it, have it delivered as soon as possible. Don't wait and say, you know, whenever you get a chance, tell them you want it as soon as possible. That will help a great deal. And pellets, wood pellets, are also short in supply. And the main reason for that is it's being sold overseas. They're paying more money overseas than they are in the U.S. So a lot of the manufacturers are shipping a portion of their production out of the country to make the extra few dollars. And one last thing that's going to be short is salt for the ice. And the way the winter's going, you need to get it now. And if you want a great product, there's a company called Natural Alternative. And they sell a salt product that will not track into your home. It will not kill your grass. It will not kill your shrubs. It's safe for your pets, and it will keep your house clean. I'll give you a phone number and the website. The website is naturalalternative.com. And click under salt products, and then you can put in your zip code, and you can see where they sell it, or you can call them, and they'll ship it to you, okay? It's used a lot in hospital areas, doctor's offices, business, colleges, to help with the maintenance. But 150-pound bag, for example, is equivalent to 75-plus pounds of rock salt. So you use less, it does a better job, and it doesn't hurt your plantings, your pets, and it's better for the environment. Let's go to the phone lines. David. Who's up next?
We've got Cheryl from Massachusetts. She's got some mold problems.
Cheryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I'm calling because I bought a truckload of mulch and put it upon all of my flower beds around all of my bushes, and now I have what I think is the powdering mildew on everything, including my lilacs. And I didn't know if there was something I can do on everything. It's everywhere.
Well, the mulch would not cause powdery mildew. Mulch will hold the moisture in the ground, especially during the summer months when it's dry and warm. So I don't think it's that. I'll tell you what, we're coming up on a break. Why don't you hold, and then when we come back, I'll get right back to you, and we'll discuss it a little bit more. Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop. Mice moving into your home in the fall? Would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Well, we still got Cheryl here.
Oh, Cheryl, that's right. Cheryl, good morning. I'm
Hello.
Sorry. Hi.
That's okay.
Now, could you repeat the question?
Well, I had a truckload of black mulch delivered to my house, and I put it down upon everything, including my, oh, gosh, it's almost an acre, and I have flower beds around the whole perimeter. And now, I did see white mold in the mulch when I put it down, and I questioned the truck driver, and they told me everything would be fine. But now my lilacs have all turned like that powdery mildew or blight or whatever. Powdery mildew is what it looks like.
Yeah.
And it went on my clematis. It's on everything, including my fruit trees.
Okay, so when you put down the mulch, it had some white, a white film on it?
Yeah.
Okay. What I would do now, and then again in the spring, I would get a liquid or a powdered copper or sulfur. Now, copper and sulfur are great organic fungicides. And
okay.
With the weather being above freezing, I would put it in your bottle sprayer, attach it to your hose, and spray all of the areas where you put the bark mulch. And
okay.
The sulfur or the copper should kill the spores. Now, in March, when the frost is out of the ground and before the plants start to grow, I would do it a second time.
Okay.
And then, what I would also do is I would call the people where you bought the mulch.
I did, because I wanted to get a new order, and I asked them if they had the same stuff, because I didn't want it to be delivered to me again. But no, they're not going to pay for any of the flowers that I lose, so that's why I called you.
Yeah, I would call them, and I would just say, you know, I've been dealing with you for a long time. You sent me some bad product. I'm going to have to treat it with copper and with sulfur fungicide. And I just want you to know that I called Paul Parent on the radio, and this is what he told me to do and to avoid you in the future.
And so how much copper should I be using? So I know that I'd have to read the directions, but I know that I have every kind of perennial you can imagine I've tried putting into my flower beds, and I'm still planting my bulbs because I do only live at the bottom of Mount Tom, so I'm not frozen yet.
If you just follow the recommendations on the bottle and spray it, and that will kill the spores. And then once we get a good rain, and they're talking rain for the whole Northeast on Wednesday, the rain will wash that fungicide into the ground. It will hit any of the dormant spores, and it will kill them right in the mulch.
Okay. That sounds better than the trick or spray bottles or bonite that I was treating each plant with, because there's a lot.
Oh, no. Yeah, you'd be there forever doing it that way.
Okay, I appreciate it, and I hope you have a beautiful Thanksgiving, too.
You, too. Thank you so much. We really appreciate the phone call. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Daniel, who's up next? Okay. The other thing that I wanted to let you know is we've been talking all morning, and I just, you know, want to make sure that everybody that's listening is aware there is a shortage of firewood. So if you're burning wood and you didn't order it yet, start calling, because you may not be able to even find seasoned firewood. And it was due to the wet spring. The firewood companies couldn't get into the woods to cut it and give it time to dry properly. And the price is up. So get that ordered. Get your pellets delivered, because there's going to be a real demand on them. And also your rock salt. Get it now while it's available. Last year, there was a shortage, and the price went up. The price has not gone up yet, but at the rate that the snow is coming down, it's going to eventually get to where you live, and it's going to be short. So if you are looking for a good quality, safe for the environment salt, I want you to call this number, 888-546-5941, and tell them you're looking for natural alternative salt. It will not hurt the grass, perennials, dogs, and other animals, and you won't track it into the house and create a white film all over your carpets and floors. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandra from New Hampshire, wants to talk about sumac.
Sandra, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure.
We have a little disaster going on over here, and we're bewildered as to how to get rid of this sumac. I believe that it's the non-poisonous one. If there's a differentiation between getting rid of either or, I'd appreciate finding out.
Okay. How big is it? Is it growing?
A little over 6 feet, I guess.
Okay, then that's not going to be the poisonous one. What I'd like you to do, and if you can get it done this fall, that would be great. Cut all of the sumac right to the ground.
Okay.
Okay, and then just take it and, you know, take it to the landfill or throw it someplace where it's into your woods where it's going to be out of the way. But cut all that sumac right out.
Okay.
In the spring, it will sucker from the ground with brand new shoots to replace the missing parts that you have removed this fall.
Okay.
When it's about 6 to 10 inches tall, I want you to get Bone-Eyed Clean Up. K-L-E-E-N U-P. Now, cleanup is 3 times stronger than Roundup.
Wow.
And it costs less money because it's generic. And what's nice about the cleanup is you apply it to the plant foliage when it's young. It'll be absorbed into the foliage, taken down to the roots, and kill the plant. You may need to do it 2, possibly 3 times, because you've got a big, well-established plant. And that's why I want you to use the cleanup over the Roundup, because Roundup is 18% active ingredients, while cleanup is 60% active ingredients.
Wow. May I ask you one more question? We have well water here, and I'm not certain if it's going to affect the well water at all.
Okay. Yeah, the thing that's nice about the cleanup, you're not soaking the ground. All you're going to do is you're going to put a mist on the foliage. And cleanup is biodegradable. Within a 10-day period, the sun that hits the foliage will destroy the active ingredients in the product.
Very good. May I ask one more?
Sure, one more quick one.
Okay. When we do top these off and we dispose of them, how do they spread? Would it be these clusters of red seeds or whatever that spread them? Will they wind up growing up where I put them?
It will. Sumac will spread with underground roots,
okay.
So it will send out like a little runner underground.
Okay.
And then come up, and you've got that big, like a fist size. A ball of red fruit. So
Yes. What
I would do is I would take some pruners, remove all of the fruit clusters that are full of seed pods, and cut them all off, throw them in with your trash and get rid of them, and then you can cut everything to the ground and you won't have to worry about a new section developing. And I'm glad you mentioned that. I forgot all about it.
Okay. Well, I thank you so very much. You've been really more than helpful. And hopefully it gets warm enough for me to go out there and cut those back.
Yeah. Because they are saying that today and tomorrow it's going to be in the Northeast, 40s and 50s. So, you know, let's see what happens. And you never know. There's a storm coming up the coast right now, and if it moves to the west, we could get snow. So if you're able to get out today, I would get out today.
Okay. Can I find the Bone-Eyed brand most everywhere?
Yeah, most nurseries, garden centers, feed and grain stores, and hardware stores are okay. Now all selling Bonide products.
Okay. Thank you again. And you have a good Thanksgiving.
You too now. We really appreciate the phone call. Bye-bye right. Now. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We get time for a couple of calls. Daniel, who's up next?
We do have open lines right now.
Okay, so call right now. Daniel will get you set up, and we'll answer your gardening questions. We've also talked earlier in the program about your poinsettia and your Christmas cactus. They're short day plants, okay, which means they will not make a flower until they get short days. So if you're keeping your Christmas cactus or your poinsettia from last year in the same room that you're watching the 11 o'clock news with the lights on, the days are long. Move them to a spare bedroom. If you don't have a spare bedroom, gently cover them with a black trash bag at supper time, and then at breakfast, pull the black trash bag off. The Christmas cactus likes cool temperatures and short days, and you can take the Christmas cactus and actually put it in your cellar. So take a piece of paper, write Christmas cactus, scotch tape it near the handle of your refrigerator. That way, when you go to get the cream to make your coffee, it will remind you to take it out of the cellar, bring it up, put it near a window, and then reverse the process at supper time. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
We've got Bob from Connecticut wants to talk about Christmas trees.
Hey, Bob. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Nice to talk to you. Every year, people will spend $50, $75 for Christmas trees they cut down and throw in the garbage. Me and my daughter, for the last 10 or 12 years, we've been, the day after Christmas or Thanksgiving, we go to a tree farm. We tag our tree. 2 weeks later, we go, and it's all in burlap and everything. We come home, and we bring in the house. And then after the holidays, I go plant it out in the yard. And I got a good 9, 10, or 11 trees that are still growing and not in the dump.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's a great way of doing it. When I worked in the nursery industry many years ago, we used to sell between 100 and 150 bald and burlap living Christmas trees. And people loved it, just like you. And
oh, yes.
What we
I mean,
would
the only drawback is you can't really have them up that long because you know
because
they start growing again. You know.
Yep.
And
yep.
Then
what you need?
You can't let your 6-year-old daughter pick one out either because she picks one out that's her her height, and then she forgets there's a ball there, and next thing you know, you're dragging a tree and that's 8 feet tall.
Exactly. So, yeah, there will be a story. I'll do it next week. But I'll write you a story on how we handled live Christmas trees, and I'll give you a quick scenario. What we will do is we tell people buy it early, bring it home, and if you can't put it near a door that it's going to go in, like a sliding door or a back door, then leave it outside. If they call for snow, put it in your garage. And then the tree can stay in the house for 10 days. You have to keep it away from a fireplace. You want to use those LED lights because
they do not fire.
And they don't produce any heat.
Right.
And what I tell people to do is get the tree to the door. Get a scatter rug. Put the tree on a scatter rug, and that way you can slide it very easily right across the house.
Yeah.
When you get to the location where you want the tree, we would buy a flying saucer, those plastic flying saucers that the kids use to slide in the snow, put the root ball in the flying saucer, and that way it didn't stain the carpet, it doesn't hurt the floor, and you can water the root ball. And it's important that you add some water to that root ball because you're getting heat from the house. Now, when you're done with the tree.
Well, you got to dig the hole ahead of time, too.
Right.
You don't want to wait until January 2nd, go outside, and all of a sudden you put the shovel on the ground, and the ground's frozen. You got to dig the hole ahead of time.
You've got to dig the hole now, and then fill the hole with straw or leaves. That way, if you do get a big snow, you'll be able to remove the straw or the leaves fairly easy, and try and bring the tree out on a day where the temperature is going to be relatively warm. And if the weather is really, really cold and windy, then just take the tree, put it in your garage until the weather gets a little bit nicer, and then you can plant it in the hole. Or if there's a lot of snow, like in Buffalo, take the tree, put it up against the house on the north side, so it won't get any direct sun on it, and that way you can plant it in the spring. And when you do bring it outside, use a product like Wilt Proof. It's an anti-desiccant, and you spray it all over the foliage. It will seal it to prevent moisture loss, and that will prevent dehydration and browning of the tree. Have a great week, everybody. A super Thanksgiving. And remember, if you'd like to order a wreath, you can call after 10 or email me.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.